From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. An 860-foot tanker is due to enter Boston Harbor tonight. It started its voyage in Trinidad. The Matthew will be the first liquefied natural gas tanker to enter the harbor since the 11th of September. And the mayor, Thomas Menino, has wanted the ship to stay out. He says that city police and fire departments are unprepared for a terrorist attack on a vessel carrying 30 million gallons of explosive material. From member station WBUR, Jason Bobian reports.
Prior to September 11th, tankers carrying liquefied natural gas were common in Boston Harbor. Last year, 46 such ships traveled the waterway that runs alongside Logan Airport, passes the heart of downtown Boston, and winds several miles up the Mystic River to a gas processing terminal. But today, Marita Hopkins, an attorney for the city of Boston, asked a federal judge to bar the Matthew from the harbor.
If there is a terrorist assault, it is a situation that right now, at this present time, cannot be handled by the Boston Fire Department, and the consequences of the fire are not only on the water and in the vessel, but on the land. And we need a plan.
The federal judge gave permission for the Matthew to enter the harbor, saying the city had not shown that the tanker posed a clear threat to public safety. 2 weeks ago, Coast Guard officials in Boston reopened the harbor to liquefied natural gas shipments and lifted the ban they put in place following the September 11th attacks. Coast Guard Captain Brian Salerno is in charge of safety for Boston Harbor. All along, his office has been tight-lipped about its plan to deal with a terrorist attack on a commercial gas tanker, and today he refused to share details of the plan with reporters.
We've looked at the risk, and we're satisfied we have a plan to address the risk. Thank you very much.
The Coast Guard even refuses to give details of that plan to the Boston Fire and Police Departments. One part of the plan became obvious today when the Coast Guard announced that commuter boats would be barred from the harbor starting this evening. Mayor Tom Menino is asking the new Director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, to order the Matthew to remain at sea. The Boston Fire Department has plans to deal with an accidental fire on an LNG tanker, but Boston Fire Chief Paul Christian says the city's three fireboats are not equipped to deal with a natural gas tanker that's deliberately set ablaze. Chief Christian says the Matthew is not the tanker he's worried about.
I'm worried about the ship 15 ships from now, 20 ships from now, that random planned event to attack one of these. I'm sure there'd be no attack. I'm concerned about the security forces being able to maintain this high level of security every time there's a transit.
On cold winter days, the local gas terminal where the Matthew is bound provides about a third of the natural gas for eastern Massachusetts. Fire Chief Christian says that the rules of security have changed since September 11th, and he doesn't want the region to rush back to some of its old ways of doing business. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien in Boston.